T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome back to Overnight America. All right, our last call, Derek. I said I would answer his question right after the break. And honestly, I cannot remember what the other part of the question was. The one part was military spending. Yeah, hey, Alex, do you remember? What did the two things Derek bring up at the end? Can you look that up? I feel very embarrassed because it goes to show you the way my memory is slipping. It's not a good sign. I'm 36 and I'm already forgetting things that were 10 minutes ago. Now, it's normal to say, if it happened more than a week ago, how am I expected to remember that? Well, he's the military spending, and then what was the other thing you brought up at the end? I don't know. Maybe that's him calling back in now. I feel like I really need to work on, you know, those little things they send you ads? It's brain games to help your memory. Maybe I need to do that. Or maybe there's some sort of magic memory pill I can start taking, and then I can figure that out. Oh, look, Derek's calling back in. Derek, I am embarrassed because I can't remember what your other point was and that I was going to answer after the break.
I don't know why you're embarrassed. I forget stuff all the time.
I know. I can't remember anything. So what was the other thing? I gave my thoughts were when it comes to the military spending. What was the other thing?
We were talking about how if the economy is going so great and with the new trade deal, we get better jobs. With immigration being so low, where are all the new workers going to come from?
Okay. That's a good point. Was that what you said? I thought there was something else you said. I just don't remember what it is.
We talked about Republicans, and no Republicans ever been against any trade deal that's come down the pike. You know what I'm saying? It took Donald Trump to be an un-Republican to do, you know, what he did. That's not a Republican thing he did, these trade deals. Republican trade deals usually always favor businesses and, you know, hurt unions. So we talked about that, the immigration, and then, like I said, the deficit spending.
Okay, immigration, that's okay.
Right.
I could talk about immigration. Well, thank you for calling back in, Derek.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, have a good night. Wow, isn't that great? Derek calls right back in. I'm glad he was hanging on after. That's what they call time spent listening. So immigration-wise, there are some questions of how we're going to be able to... And you know what? When it comes to immigration, I think there are bigger trends that are problematic than the amount of people coming to this country. There's a few things that I think are more problematic, which is people are basically my generation and a little bit older. Not only are they waiting to have children, or they're deciding not to have children. We're getting to a point where the boomers are booming, and they're old, and they're going to get out of the workforce, and they're going to be relying on the government to take care of things like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, and they're going to be on their retirement. And you know what happens with the younger generations? There's not enough of us to take these things over. So as more people leave the workforce, I think that'll open things up, and there's some ebbs and flows there. The thing that concerns me the most is not the people that are being welcomed into the country as immigrants. It's the ones that, well, natural born. I mean, what we're doing is we're not replenishing. Does that make sense? I don't mean this in some sort of grand conspiracy or anything like that. I don't think it's just people that are coming into this country from other countries. I think it's our own country that's not having kids at the same rate, pushing kids back, things like that. That's become a major issue here in the United States. We just don't have the same things. So when you have this workforce that's relying on this giant boomer population that's getting ready to retire and leave the workforce, and then all of a sudden you don't have it to replace it to begin with, there could be an ebb and flow there when it comes to immigration coming in to take those jobs, or there could just be, you know, that's how you find new jobs or whatever it is. I think the bigger concern, other, you know, the immigration part doesn't really concern me as much. I think the bigger concern is wages. And when the boomers start retiring, or some cases they decide I can't afford to retire because they went through some pretty rough years there towards the end of their life. Like, look at what happened during the 8 years of Obama. I mean, their retirement took a major hit, and all of a sudden they're like, great, now I got to work until I'm 80 before I can afford to retire, because their retirement funds and their stocks and their 401ks and all those things down the toilet for a while. It's not good. So now they're staying in the workforce longer than they need to. They're not getting out when their parents and the other generations got out, meaning that the opportunities aren't there for the younger. That pushes the wages down. I think the immigration aspect to it is just a side note right now compared to some of the bigger problems we're having with the economy. I should get Dr. Michael Bussler back on because he really is good when it comes to numbers and the economy. He was on last night, if you missed it, on the podcast, KMOX.com/ONA. How about we go to JR, who's calling in? Welcome to Overnight America. Hi.
Hi. Hey, love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, number one, yes, Pluto is a planet. I'll just get that out of the way.
I know it is. And anyone that tries to tell me otherwise, forget it. Don't even try to convince me. It's a planet in my mind, and that's all that matters.
Yes. And on the shoes, yes, I will spend money on shoes. I'm not a small guy. I am 6'5", 325, and cheap shoes collapse on me so bad.
I'm nowhere near that size. So if really when you have more weight, you're pushing down on it, that's a contributor to how fast the shoes break down?
Yes.
So you have to invest in the good stuff. Maybe that's why I'm getting away with the not-so-good shoes, because I'm not using them to the same. I'm not pushing their limits like some people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, good. Were you calling in about that, or did you have an impeachment thought?
Well, as far as the impeachment affecting me, other than the boring reports on the news, no, it hasn't affected me one bit.
You're getting bored to tears. I understand. Thank you, JR, for calling in.
Okay, thanks.
314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. That's the type of call I was hoping to get. You know what's changed in my life? I'm bored to tears every time I turn on the TV. That's what I was hoping for. It just took an hour, but that's okay. Let's go to Mike. Welcome to Overnight America. Hi.
Hey, Ryan. How you doing? I love your show.
Good.
Hey, two things. Did you hear the exchange between Pocahontas and Bernie? And
the DNC debate.
One other thing I want you to comment on is what do you think the Democrats hate about Trump? I mean, they put up with other Republican presidents without this much ridicule. What do you think it is?
I think President Trump makes it personal in a lot of ways. If you're a public figure and you say something negative about him, he's not afraid to strike back on those comments and come back harder on the things that he says. And I think that angers a lot of people. I think that in general, they can't stand someone that's in office that was a non-politician that rose through the ranks and defeated their entire system that was set up against people like that. I don't think they like outsiders coming in. I don't think they like people threatening the big interests that some of these politicians are getting paid off. And I don't think they like people exposing that sort of thing. So that's a big threat to their way of being. You know, if it was just political, 100% political, we wouldn't see this. It's definitely a combination of them being threatened for the backroom deals, under table deals, the way that they've been dealing things forever. Since that's been threatened, I think a lot of people have been pushing hard on them in the politic ring.
Yeah, I guess they're getting worried about Hunter getting paid $85,000 a month.
All of
them. Okay, thanks, Ryan.
All right, thanks, Mike. You know, and all of those kids, the Chelsea Clintons of the world getting put onto these boards and getting paid big-time cash for doing no work. You know, it's all of the kids. You know what's interesting to me? If you were born into that and you all of a sudden just had the ability to broker access to your parents and people wanted to pay for you to have that affiliation or that last name of yours, man, what a jackpot. That's like better than hitting the lottery by all means. Because you know that Chelsea Clinton's doing nothing to earn any of the money that comes in for any of the boards she sits on. So the one thing he mentioned was Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders at the debate. So after the debate was over, the candidates normally go to each other and say, you know, thank you for the debate. They shake hands. They smile for the cameras. They move on to the next person and do that, mostly because it's like, you know, at the end of SNL, when all the cast members come out and the band's playing, and it's like they're all saying, hey, great show, everyone. It's like one of those moments, except that Elizabeth Warren went up to Bernie Sanders and said this.
I think you called me a liar on national TV?
What?
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
Let's not do it right now. You want to have that discussion, we'll have that discussion. You called me. You told me. All right, let's not do it now.
I don't want to get in the middle, but I just want to say hi, Bernie.
Yeah.
Tom Steyer. I don't want to get in the middle of this. I don't want to get in the middle of this. Not right now. Ah! Wouldn't you want to get in the middle of it? I would have been like Jerry Springer. I'd have been right in the middle thinking, let's get these two to duke it out. Two will enter, one will leave. Get them really riled up like, no, you tell him, Bernie. Oh, no, he did it. Really prime that pump. Start that drama right there. Now, Elizabeth Warren knew she was going to say that. She's very calculated, of course, as if she's never told a lie. Now, keep in mind, for her entire life, she's benefited off the fact that she's told other people she's Native American. She's benefited based on the way she's treated in schools because of that preferential treatment. She's probably even edged out other people when it comes to opportunities because of that, too, given her status that she was very adamant about it. And as we find out, it's not the case. She's 1/1024th, something like that, Native American, which is actually less than the national average. So she's lit. Listen, if she's going to go out there and saying that, oh, how dare you accuse me of telling a lie? Well, I would say this. I think Bernie Sanders is more trustworthy than Elizabeth Warren. At least with Bernie Sanders, you can hate the things he stands for. He's at least got integrity for the things you know. He at least has some integrity. Bernie comes by as an honest person that you hate everything he stands for. He wants to be, you know, super socialist man wearing a cape flying through the country, throwing out money from rich people that he's stolen from. And that's how he imagines himself in his dreams. Yes, everybody, here you go. Just throw money out. And there's Bernie flying around saving the nation through socialism. At least he's honest in his answers and the way he handles himself. Does anyone believe Elizabeth Warren is at that same level? Not even close. Coming up in a moment, there's a story from KMOV. And I got to ask you, is it really offensive to wear a shirt that says virginity rocks? I don't think it is. But one kid got kicked out of school for it. Well, not kicked out, but you'll see what I mean. It's coming up next on KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
You know, I wasn't really sure how long we'd be covering or even talking about what happened today. So we saw the ceremony. The Babylon Bee posted up something pretty funny. It was a picture of Mitch McConnell holding the articles of impeachment and had all these like wine stains on it. And it basically said he's requesting Nancy Pelosi send a new copy over without all the wine stains. Yeah, because they made a big party out of it. As he pointed out, the silver platter with the pens. Oh, man, come on now. Come on now. Yeah, even Mitch McConnell had to rip the way that they've been handling this.
That took place, Madam President, at a table with a political slogan stuck onto it. And they posed. They posed afterwards for smiling photos. And the speaker distributed...
Smiley face. They basically brought a photo booth in like at some wedding reception. Yeah, and then they walked the things in like they're pallbearers. The whole thing is so weird all the way together. Most people would look at this as a major turnoff and say, come on now, this is why you're doing this. It's like you're trying to make this into a ritual. Oh, you've really earned this moment. Bring out the silver platter with the Pelosi pens. Let's go to James. Welcome to Overnight America. Hi.
Overnight America, I'm listening to you.
Awesome. So what's going on?
Oh, listen, man, impeachment, what the crap is that? Listen, I am not in the least bit interested in it. I won't watch it. I don't care about it. I think it's a big joke. I was telling the guy that answered me when I called in, I'm a registered Democrat, but I will never vote Democrat again. I have never seen such off-the-wall group of people. The politicians, to me, don't have anything to put on the table. Some of the stuff they talk about is so far-fetched. You know, like Bernie Sanders, you know, with all of his ideas, you know, with all this free this and free that. Somebody's got to pay for that,
you know. Someone does have to pay for them.
So, what do they have to really offer? And, you know, not that I'm a Donald Trump, you know, cheerleader, but, you know, you got to give the man credit. He stands up for what he believes. He stood up against China. He's getting the victory there. He's getting good trade deals done. That's what he's doing. You can't deny it.
Well,
now I'm waiting to see what these other folks are going to put on the table.
Yeah, you just named like five things there that the president was able to accomplish. Now, let me ask you this, and I'll ask this honestly, and I know there's people listening right now, and I'm going to ask this to the people, too, listening. If since Nancy Pelosi has taken over back power into Congress, tell me what the Democrats have accomplished.
Well, one thing for sure, they've accomplished me not liking them. I don't like Pelosi. I think she should have retired and went. She should have been home with the grandbabies.
Oh, James, I
mean,
I love
she's
it.
Getting mad. Did you see that last time she got mad because somebody challenged her and she was telling them how much she's a good Catholic and that she's talking so crazy? You know, her dentures almost came out.
I know. That's happened a few times
I mean?
Now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going like, oh, lady, don't get any madder. You're going to blow your dentures out. You know, that does happen.
Yes, it does. Oh, James, that's hilarious. Now, that happened to Joe Biden, too, at one of the debates. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he opened his mouth and the dentures nearly popped right out. All right, thank you for the call, James. Good to hear from you. All right, have a good night.
That's one way to stop a lie.
That's how you do it. Have a good night, James.
All right, thank you. You too.
All right, so here's where we're at now. Since Pelosi is taking control, now their pride and joy is these articles of impeachment. And I'll go back to my original question. Can you name one way your life has changed because of these impeachment hearings? So if their pride and joy is the impeachment hearings, what have the Democrats, now that they've taken the House, since they've taken it, we'll say, what have they accomplished? You can name a lot of things that Donald Trump has been able to do despite everything that's gone on in the House. Has there been anything major that they passed? It's a good question. It's an honest question. Because the answer is, I can't think of anything. Is there anything major? I don't think there is. There really isn't. I should keep the text line up. So this is how you text the show. If you have a mobile phone and you have the ability to text, you use it to send me a message. I read it on the screen here. It comes right through the computer. You do it the same number you would call in. So 314-436-7900. And if you just wanted to call in, you could be anywhere in the United States. We know this signal reaches up to Canada even. How about that? I haven't heard from our friend up in Kalamazoo. There was a woman that used to call us from Kalamazoo. There's a woman that used to call us from Columbus that used to listen to other talk radio out there. Where have they been? I'd like to hear from you, too. Let's go to Bob. Thanks for calling in, Bob. What's going on?
Yeah, Ryan, I mentioned this to your caller guy that Nancy Pelosi was handing out impeachment pens with her whatever on it.
Her signature, yeah.
And they were taking selfies and smiling and thinking this was such a great thing to do. I would like to know what you think about the way they're doing when they're handing out these special pens. They said it was a solemn ceremony, but they're all doing selfies and handing out special pens.
Yeah, the selfies may have been exaggerated. They did hand the pens and things out, and they were making this into a celebration, a commemorative event for them. Now, were the selfies really happening? I didn't see that. That was me just making a joke.
Well, I heard. I think it was somebody else. I heard it earlier in the day too. I don't think I heard.
Oh, you didn't hear from me. Well, that's what they were doing. They're laughing and joking. It's like a little cocktail party for them. And then they said, all right, put on your game face. And then they get in front of a microphone and they say, this is a very serious event. So everybody grab your commemorative pen like it's some sort of party favor for them. And then they go home and who knows, maybe these things will show up on eBay.
Well, I also heard that Nancy Pelosi was saying stuff like, well, this is a very solemn ceremony and this is... Well, it's so solemn, but they're handing out maybe not selfies, but they're handing out pens.
Yeah, party favors. They put party hats on. It was almost like the new year all over again. They're popping confetti. They were ready to go outside and shoot some fireworks off, too, as far as I know. All right, hey, thank you, Bob. Good to hear from you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, they were really having a hard time hiding. And the thing is, people don't look at this as cute. They look at this as hypocritical. They say, yeah, you really are into this for the procedure, and you're really looking after things, aren't you? Whoa, we really need you to be the guiding light in Washington. No one's looking at them for any of this. They know it's just a big old political game for them. They know that they're using this strategically, and they know they're doing it because an election is coming up, and they can't beat him because he's done so many things for this country that people are looking positively. So 314-436-7900. Text in if you can. And there's another story from KMOV. I'm still going to get to this. It's over in St. Charles. The controversy with a sweatshirt. I know. Why do sweatshirts have so much controversy? It's Overnight America, KMOX.
News Radio 1120, KMOX. The voice of the Cardinals.
You know, the nights go by a lot quicker when we have a hot topic like that. So it's fun to take your calls. It's fun to converse that way. And actually, it's nice to know that even when it's a late night in a place like St. Louis, Missouri, there's still people up that want to interact, have some fun. And I do appreciate you doing that as well. I'm Ryan Recker on Twitter at Ryan Recker. And you could listen to the podcast wherever you get your podcast. Just search Overnight America. It's right there. So much to get to for the rest of the night. And I wanted to do this one story from KMOV. It's about a sweatshirt that caused so much controversy. What about this sweatshirt? We'll get a parent called in and say, oh, yeah, your son, he really made a mistake.
This is exactly what it said on it. Virginity rocks. He was wearing it at Wentzville Middle School.
Virginity rocks. It was a, maybe it's not a good idea to have premarital sex type of shirt, except it said two words, virginity rocks. Last time I checked, neither of those words are dirty words. Neither of those words are bad words. Is it so bad in schools now that if you use the word virginity, it's considered controversial? Wow.
On Monday, he says his teacher pulled him out of class and actually walked with him to the principal's office. It was there at the principal's office where he was told to either take it off, flip it inside out, or the school would have to take action.
Ooh, take action. Anyone actually offended by that term? I know we're adults here, but is anyone offended by that? Just give me any reason why that would be offensive. One.
13-year-old London Piglowski agreed to take off the sweatshirt, though his mom says the district threatened to suspend him if he wore it again.
Whenever they told me to take it off, I was like, wait, why am I taking this off? Because it's like a positive message.
He got the sweatshirt from his friend Davis as a birthday gift, who says it was an instant hit with classmates.
Yeah, instant hit. So tell me, what's offensive of that? 314-436-7900. Are you offended by a sweatshirt that is on a middle school boy that says virginity rocks?
I like it.
Yeah. Kids were asking me if I could buy them one.
Davis got the idea from this guy, Danny Duncan.
All right, today the triplets have 10 minutes to pick out whatever they want.
Dude, isn't it weird how money can just change someone's mind on
The YouTuber has over 3 million subscribers and sells Virginity Rocks clothes on his website.
It says Virginity Rocks. Nah, I got in trouble for it at school.
Students from across the country are posting online that they've also gotten in trouble for sporting the message.
Oh, wow.
I think this is absurd. I really do.
London.
You know, so is virginity a religious message to them? Is that why this is somewhat controversial? Do they look at it that way? So what are they teaching in the schools? Are they not teaching that maybe it's a lot better to, I don't know, abstain from sex when you're a kid before you're married? Is that the problem? That's the wrong message for kids? And then if that's the case, I know you're in middle school, but they ramp up their sex education throughout the course of school. Are they teaching them something other than don't have sex in school? Can you, you know what used to happen? Remember when people would sell like little bracelets or whatever, and it's like, you know, I pledge to wait. There's these pledges that different schools would do, and schools would endorse it, not just private or Catholic or Christian schools. All schools, they would be fine with this. Why? Because it's a much better strategy and approach to it. Come on now.
Dad, Todd.
It's a message. It's not like it's profanity.
Believes Wentzville Middle School is taking things too far.
No sex. So isn't that what these schools are trying to, you know, educate these kids and, you know, of not doing?
The Wentzville School District's
a couple of double negatives there, but I get it. In Wentzville, I thought they were a little bit more conservative. Why would this be a thing that people would look at twice and some criticize? You know, this is not like super liberal land, you know?
Dress code says students are not allowed to wear clothing with statements advocating immoral, illegal, sexual, or violent behavior.
Oh, so saying don't, no sexual is indeed sexual in nature. Isn't virginity ultimately non-sexual? That's the whole point of the word. Come on. Nothing sexual. Okay, virginity. Ah! Come on now. Let me go to Joyce, who's calling in. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Joyce. Are you offended by that sweatshirt?
I am not at all offended by it because you know what? It reminds me. My daughter now is 28 years old, and when she was in high school, the one thing that she would always tell me is, you know, I carry the V card. And I was like, what's the V card? She goes, the virgin card.
Yeah.
So, you know, so it's like the pregnancy rate is so high in teenagers these days. And it's with technology and everything else, you would think that it wouldn't be, but it is. And to have someone to wear that type of shirt to speak something positive, I applaud the person that did it.
You know,
I applaud them for doing it.
Why doesn't the school look at this as something positive? That's a whole
exactly.
different question.
Absolutely.
Because they should be using this as part of their messaging when they teach these kids that the best thing you can do before you're married is to don't do it. Please.
Yeah.
And thank you, Joyce. Good to hear from you.
Okay.
Let me go to Robert, who's calling in to Overnight America. Hi.
Hello. I think that's an excellent message for that young man. And I tell you, you know, I wish kids from, you know, would wait, you know, till they're well past 18 before having sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean...
You know what's interesting to me is the part of the story where they say the other kids in the class were, they liked this message, right? It wasn't something they made fun of this kid for. It was something that they found as a positive thing, too. Were there any other kids offended, or was it just the school being overly sensitive?
I think it's the school being overly, you know, nuts about that kind of stuff. But I'm telling you, that is a great message for a young man like that, and I wish a lot of other young men would do the same.
Very good. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
Now, KMOV covered this, and I think they got a reaction from the school.
As well as clothing that shows their stomach, back, and butt.
Girls always wear, like, shorts that you can, like, see their butt. Or.
I think that's little Mike Anderson, our producer. Let me see that again.
Girls always wear, like, shorts that you can, like, see their butt, or, like, shirts, like, showing, like, all their stomach. The teachers don't yell at them for that.
Oh, that's interesting. So, provocative dress, is that something that is regularly enforced when it comes to their clothing? Or, for the most part, are teachers afraid to approach that, too, because that would even be more controversial for them? Guys wearing a hoodie. Come on, now. Hey, Giovanni, thanks for calling in to Overnight America. Hi.
Yes, I enjoy your show as usual, and I was just about to say about the provocative clothing. They don't say nothing about that. And I'm in agreement with the T-shirt simply because what happens is that years ago they used to try to teach the young people don't have sex, and there was too many teenage pregnancies going on, and they was trying to figure a way on, you know, how to keep this the pregnancy down, basically. Not even worry about the sex, but the pregnancy down. So, yeah, I'm agreeing with the T-shirt because we need to go back to that. People don't have those morals no more to keep themselves. They think they have to give it up to get somewhere, or give it up because the first time, whatever the case may be. No, back in the day, a whole lot of virgins was back in the day, and I think they should just bring that back, and there's nothing wrong with the T-shirt.
Perfectly fine. Thank you, Giovanni. Good to hear from you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and has this turned into some sort of religious messaging to say virginity rocks, to say that wait until you're married? Is that such a terrible endorsement? Do they look at that as some sort of connection to religion, as in, hey, we have to be worldly here, and we have to allow kids to do whatever they want because it's their bodies? You know, if they want to do this with their body, go ahead. We can't shame the ones that don't want to do that. Are we looking at the opposite? Are we afraid we're going to offend some people with the term virginity rocks, with a statement that says, you know, maybe I won't have sex until I'm married? Come on now. It's not a bad message. And Wentzville, listen, I know you're getting criticized and you're getting blast on right now. You're getting what do they call it? You're on blast. What do the kids say? You deserve it. You deserve every bit of it. And good for this kid. I hope that someone that knows this kid out in Wentzville may be listening right now. You go, kid. You go. Good for you. And keep in mind, don't let this deter you in the things you believe in. Just, you know, I cannot wait until my son's old enough and he starts going to school and there's going to be one of those moments where he stands up for something he believes in or he puts something like that on and the school questions him and he stands up for it because he knows that the school is wrong. I can't wait for that to happen. And I'm going to back him up all the way when it does. So, hey, listen, if the parents are listening right now, good for you guys. You're raising them right. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
We are live until midnight, and after that, the replay hour. So this is actually part of it, which is kind of cool. So if you're listening to this, it's like you're a time traveler. Ooh, let the conspiracies begin. We haven't received a text message tonight. That's kind of sad. If you are in the St. Louis region or anywhere else, you could use your smartphone at 314-436-7900 and use that to text our very sophisticated, highly expensive texting line that allows us to read those messages right here. Let me go to Marie in Collinsville. Welcome to Overnight America.
Okay, this is what I wanted to tell you. When I was in college, like in the late 70s, early 80s, I went to a Catholic college. And I did something I wasn't supposed to do. Okay, I didn't go home for Easter break, you know, because it was just too far to go from St. Louis to where I was in college at. Mm-hmm. So a group of us girls, the boys came to get us, and so we snuck into the men's dormitory.
Hmm. Marie, what year was this?
Oh, this was like maybe 1976 or something like that.
And this was a big no-no at the time.
Yes, it was a big no-no. And somebody went back and told the house mother. And then the house mother called my mother. And my mother said, don't you ever do anything like that again. I'm paying big money to send you to school. Mm-hmm. And you up here getting fast.
Oh, man. All right. So after an event like that, you're... were you scared? What did you think you were going to get kicked out?
Well, I was kind of scared, but you know how the nuns were back in the day. But it blew over. But see, when you're young, you do all kinds of crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah. Did the nuns slap women with the rulers, or did they just do that to the men?
Okay, when I was in college, if you did something, the nuns would call your mother and tell you what you did. Because one Friday, we were having a dance, and I had a late class, and I had rollers in my head, and the nun said, where are you going? I'm coming to your class. And she said, don't you ever come to my class with rollers in your head. And so she called my mother, and I never did that again.
Yeah, okay, so they would just tell your parents they wouldn't actually slap you with a ruler.
No, no. You got that when you were in grade school, because I went to Catholic grade school, and they had the ruler. They would hit you in the hands. Those nuns didn't play.
Yeah, right in the back of the knuckles. Is that where they'd get you?
No, they would get you on the palm of your hand.
Ooh, the palm?
Yeah.
Ooh, that would sting. So they would do that to the boys and girls, not just the boys?
They would do it to the boys and the girls.
Oh, man. How many times did you get slapped by a nun?
I never got slapped because I knew when I got home, I would have hell to pay with my mother.
Play. Been more than a slap on the palm.
They didn't play back in the day.
Mm-hmm. All right, Marie, thanks for sharing that.
I think about those days.
I know.
I didn't have a car note or a house note, or you know what I'm saying. Mommy and Daddy were taking care of me then.
It was simpler days.
Mm-hmm.
I know. All right, Marie, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. Wow, she was getting slapped around by nuns. I went to a Catholic school, but this was after they... after the slapping. When I was in kindergarten, there was a teacher that was not a nun, but there was one nun in the school. This is before, like, I think St. Louis is probably different because it's a huge Catholic population. In Detroit, there were a lot of Catholics, but nowhere near condensed like in this area. They were spread out through different dioceses. You would go into a school and you'd realize there would be one nun in that school that was like just the nun, right? It wasn't like every classroom. I know some people have different experiences growing up in Catholic school. There was a nun in every class. And then you would have that corporal punishment. They'd bring out that ruler. If you're really bad, they'd bring out the ruler with the little metal slit at the end. You know, whoa! You know, they are in some trouble then. But they bring out the ruler and swack, you'd get one of those. When I was going to school, there was none of that. I missed out on it. My dad told me that's what they would do to me if I stepped out of line. A nun would come over and whoop, one of those bad boys. Never happened to me. Never happened to anyone in my class. I don't know if it was an experience that I wanted to happen to someone. I mean, that would have been pretty exciting to be sitting in a class and having one of the kids you're friends with get slapped by a nun. Oh, man, would that have been a fun memory. I don't know. I think in my years at Catholic school, I probably would not have gotten slapped by a nun. I don't think I would have warranted that. But I knew a lot of kids that would have. There was my buddy Jack. He would have got hit every day. He would have had so many ruler lacerations going home, and his parents wouldn't blame those nuns one bit. Now, the one kindergarten teacher had what she called the wet noodle. And a lot of teachers had something similar to this. The wet noodle was like a paddle that she said she drilled holes into, so it was aerodynamic and there was no wind resistance. So when she would have to give a whack to someone, one of the kids that were out of line, then it would be the whack of their life. Well, of course, the kindergarten teacher did not have a wet noodle. It was just one of those urban legends. And thinking back and talking to my friends, I don't know if anyone ever heard her use the term wet noodle. I think it was just something we made jokes about when we got older and looked back and pretended it was something that was going down. I really missed out on the glory years of Catholic school. Oh, man, I'm sure there's many memories. If you are someone that grew up in St. Louis in the Catholic school area, the bubble in that sense, you got to check out Kevin Killeen's book. Kevin Killeen, his last book that came out, it's, what is it called? The Most Improved Sophomore. And he also has another book, Never Hug a Nun. He's got a couple of these different books, and it follows a character, and it's a character that grew up in St. Louis going to Catholic school. Those two books are so well written. Go get the book. I mean, he came out with these books a couple of years ago, and it's not like they're brand new. You might have to go to like Amazon and find it, but I'm telling you, if you can find a copy, go get it while you can. It is so funny. You already know I'm a fan of Kevin Killeen. All right, coming up in the next hour, there's a few things I wanted to get to. There was another story, and I was going to do more school stories this hour, and the one headline is a Christian school expelled a teen for a rainbow sweater. It's a really interesting article. I have a couple of thoughts that I think are happening here that, you know, you have to read between the lines on some of these because, you know, the family may not be telling the whole story. You know, the school's not telling the whole story. So we gotta figure some of these things out on our own. And I think it leaves some leeway for you, too. I mean, have you ever had a kid that was expelled from a school? Maybe we'll talk about that coming up. There's also a new video that has been released about the plane that was shot down in Iran. And it's really not looking good for Iran. I mean, this new video, there's actually two missiles you can see. They're still blaming. You know what? You know what one of the latest things that they said, believe this or not? They said, oh, no, the United States crack hacker team broke in and shot those planes down. Why do we believe anything coming out of their mouth? But one thing I do want to play for you comes out of Canada. It's really good. You don't want to miss it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.